One, two, three, four. Fucking and sucking and touching, fucking and sucking and touching, fucking and sucking and touching. Fucking and sucking and touching, fucking and sucking and touching, fucking and sucking and touching.
It's Mother's Day. It's Mother's Day. It's Mother's Day. It's Mother's Day.
I'll be fucking and sucking and touching, fucking and sucking and touching, fucking and sucking and touching. Fucking and sucking and touching, fucking and sucking and touching, fucking and sucking and touching.
It's Mother's Day. It's Mother's Day. It's Mother's Day. It's Mother's Day.
Hey, are we live with that? Oh, nice. That's a way to start it off. Miggy, I broke your picture, buddy. Well, not the picture, just the fucking $7
frame. Is that the one with the butthole?
Hey, welcome to Shut Up Cincinnati. This is episode 27. What's up, guys?
That reminds me exactly of a fucking omen. My buddy got married, and we're in the fucking church, and I was in the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
We're all standing up there. It was raining outside, and all of a sudden, when they're getting ready to do the I do part,
yeah,
this fucking giant crash of thunder came down. It was like a fucking omen. It's like that picture of Miggy's butthole or something falling off. Is that the one with the butthole on it, or mine is?
What butthole? Oh, no, they both got buttholes, I think, but yours has a really nice butthole on it.
It does. Yours had the dick.
I love how many wrinkles are in that butthole?
Kind of looks like
nine,
a spider.
9 or 10. There's 9 or 10 wrinkles on the butthole. The starfish is looking good. You know, most people, I've never really counted them. Have you? Have you ever looked closely at a starfish and count the exact number of wrinkles? I wonder what the average is.
I don't know if I've seen my own butthole because I've done the Veet thing when I first started.
Yeah.
And I used to be thin enough where I could actually put a mirror under there and spread the cheeks real good and get a good view of my ass.
See, I would do more of the, I would take the picture instead of like busting out a mirror.
Oh,
I would
no.
just take a picture of my butthole and then forget about it. And a couple days later at work, open my phone up and there's just a picture of my butthole sitting there looking at me.
Which one would be better? A girl's laying here with her fucking flapper right open in your face or a picture of that girl's flapper? It's much better to see the shit live.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure,
So no, I like to look, I used to look at all of my shit very carefully. I mean, when I used to Veet, I used to make sure there was no hair here, no hair there.
Mm-hmm.
But my butthole, I got to say, pretty nice looking butthole. I think that's what we're going to do next is rate my butthole.
Rate your butthole?
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I don't want to look at your butthole. All right. So I broke the frame for this, but if you guys can see this picture, I don't know if you can or not, especially down there. I don't even know what our shoot is. All right. This is a picture of Joey. My friend Miggy has been drawing this picture for me now for 15 years. He keeps on saying it's my boyfriend, and they're usually done on like fake postcards. We're like, hey, I'm in Myrtle Beach thinking about you and your sexy wiener, Jason. And, you know, and it would say Joey at the end. This is an ongoing thing. So that is my boyfriend, Joey.
One
Miggy made
here,
it for me.
Got like 7, 8, 9, 10 titties, something
He calls
like that.
This work of art 69 nipples. Now, I don't think there's actually 69 on there. He's a chef, not a fucking mathematician.
There's no butthole in this one.
No butthole at all?
No, there's a
what
dick.
What is that? Oh,
that's
is that
dick.
The dick?
Yeah, look, it's got a head. It's got a pee hole.
There's some balls.
Those don't look like balls.
Well, they look like Joey's balls. Joey ain't a normal thing. I mean, there's four tits here, and like he has like a fucking tail with like 15 tits on it.
You know, this stuff is probably for sale. If you're looking for a good, obscure picture like this, contact Miggy.
It's true.
Yeah, it'll probably only take him 15 years to do it, and you can probably get it for...
Hey, no, he sent me audio of our song, our opening song.
How's
it's
it
not
sound?
Done yet. It was like a very rough version. He recorded the bass and the guitar, and my friend's going to record the drums, but he also is probably going to over-record the bass, too, and do a better job of it,
because
maybe he's not a bass player. And,
is it like a punk thing?
And Adam is a fucking great... No, it's like a bluesy reggae kind of sound that goes into like a rock riff.
I can dig
and
that.
And then it has like a hard ending. So we'll see. It's like 40 seconds long or something like that.
I can.
He's
going
to send it to him, get the drums and the bass done it, and then they're going to send it to me, and I'll decide if I'm going to put any kind of vocal or anything over it, depending on how it sounds.
So they're just giving you the riff.
They're just giving me the song. Yeah, no lyrics, no nothing. No, I can write something to it, and I'll either have Miguel do it or I'll do it. It just depends on the song.
I can sing.
I don't believe you. Well, I can't sing, but I can do what I do fine. You know what I mean? Like,
you don't think you couldn't look at me and say that guy could sing?
No.
Fuck, man, I can bark out. You know why? Tune.
You're a DJ. And usually people that become DJs, they wanted to be in the music somehow, you know what I mean, but never picked up the instrument and probably couldn't sing. Just like guys that become drummers, usually they can't sing. You know what I mean? Like, these are usually can't sing.
Well, you know, it's so weird,
so
because
I can see that. That's why I just
I was a DJ
sing.
For 30 years. I did radio for about 7-8 years. Mm-hmm. And I used to be hired out to do commercials, voice work on commercials.
No, I can see that.
And everyone said, you got the greatest microphone voice, but then when I open my mouth to start singing, it's fucking horrible. And I don't mean a little. I mean, I can't carry a fucking tune to save my fucking life.
You know what's funny about your microphone voice is I've had a lot of my friends talk to me about that, like bring it up, like, man, your friend has really good microphone, you know, voice on radio. I'm like, yeah, DJ, blah, blah, blah. And Ryan really cracked me up about it. He's like, I'm going to tell you the truth. He's like, when I first heard Chris's voice, I fucking hated him.
He's why? Like,
he thought you were putting on an act, that you were coming here going, oh, W330, oh, really? Here we go, let's get it. You know, I mean, he just thought it
Ryan's,
was like too much.
Ryan's fucked up, man.
Well, he was probably drunk and on fucking 8 Percocets when he was coming up with this. But either way, he was coming up with it, and that's what he was saying. And it just cracked me up. Then he said he got to know you a little bit better, and obviously he likes you a lot.
And realized this is how I talk?
Yeah, and that's what I was trying to explain to him. I was like, he's not putting on an effect at all. That's just kind of how he talks. I never noticed it until I heard it on recording, but I know definitely talking to him that it doesn't change. That's just the way you talk.
This is it.
Yeah.
I think you talk great.
Thank you, man.
You want to know a blow to my self-esteem with my voice? Back when I was in high school, freshman year, I did it. We were singing. This teacher was, a Nazi when it came to tunes. And she goes, nah, it's not right. Spends about 10, 15 minutes us doing the same thing. So I just said, oh, fuck it. I'm just going to shut my mouth. I'm just going to lip sing. Did that. She goes, stop. Something changed. It's better. I was like, fuck it, I'm never singing again. That's it.
I don't know, man. And you know what?
I know I can't sing. I there was a time where I probably thought I could, but I can do punk rock vocals. You know what I mean?
There's a lot there's of a different kind of voice people there. That can sing that are famous for singing.
They can't
suck.
Sing? Yeah, you're right.
There's a fucking shit ton of them.
Mm-hmm. Who's the worst?
The worst ever? Well, yeah. You can't count like a Biz Markie. You just can't count that.
Girl!
Fred Durst.
But I mean, as far as vocal quality, I mean, Mick Jagger doesn't have any vocal quality at all.
Yeah, he does.
He can't carry a fucking tune. He's everywhere, man.
He can carry a tune. I disagree with you there. He can sing a song, yeah. It's a different voice. It's definitely not technically this great voice or anything.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
But
it's not like a singing voice.
But
it's a rock voice.
He can still carry a melody and do everything he needs to do. Like, I get what you're saying.
There
it's
are some bad ones out there,
good sounding voice. I mean, most of my favorite voices, like, one of my favorite voices of all time is the singer for Lawrence Arms, Brendan Kelly, who has an absolute shit voice.
Yeah.
But he can match keys, at least. You know what I mean? It's real scratchy and everything else, but it's, a version of singing that I appreciate even more.
You know what always blew my mind is these guys in the death metal bands like Cannibal Corpse and bands like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I tried that. Yeah, but I tried it for like 30 seconds, and I thought my throat was going
to
fucking
explode. Yeah, it sucks.
They're
drink
doing
a lot
it three
of water.
And four fucking hours.
We did some of that in our band where I would have to do that part of it. I was always do that. And it was never like full songs. It was more like a back of vocal or maybe something stupid said at one point or another or just one chorus in one song.
It
never went on that long, but yeah, it kills your fucking voice right away.
Yeah.
Like right away. And then there's people like, you ever listen to the Boss Tones, the way that guy sings?
Oh, yeah, the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones.
That guy talks like that. Like, if you talk to me, like, hey, I'm Dickie Barrett, how you doing? I'm from Boston,
really?
Massachusetts, the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones. Would you like to buy our merchandise? Thank you very much. That's just the way
he
fucking talks. Me just doing that right then, I probably shouldn't have. I could be able to talk for the next hour. So.
Really?
Glad I got a lot of water.
Who do you think is an overrated singer but a screamer?
Screamer?
Well, everybody says, hey, it's a great singer. But you say, no, he screams or she screams, you know?
Well, most of the people I listen to are like that, so.
Mm.
Well, Axl Rose was a screamer, in my opinion.
Yeah, he could sing, but he was a screamer.
He could
most
sing.
Most of that 80s rock was that way in general.
Yeah, but there were some guys out there. Bret Michaels has a decent voice. He can sing.
Bret Michaels is not your example you should have used. You go right to Sebastian Bach.
Oh, Sebastian Bach
was
awesome.
He had the best one of that generation.
And you know what?
His range was like this. You know what I mean?
But
you're
not expecting to have a bunch of fucking range. You're expecting the big hair and shit. And I love Sebastian
Bach. But a lot of those
Bach,
80s rockers could get
and
some
I
range.
Love Skid Row.
Man.
Until I found out he was a giant fucking prick in real life.
Yeah.
That kills it for
Sebastian
me.
Sebastian Bach?
I find out you're a real dick, it kind of really kills things for me.
I kind of want them to be dicks, honestly.
No, I don't.
Well, for one thing, I've always been that guy that never wants to meet anyone. You know, like, hey, your favorite singer's backstage. You want to go meet him? No, I'm fine. You know, I have no interest in meeting them because I like what I have of them in my head, and I don't want to fuck it up. I don't want to ruin their
now,
art
what if
by
you,
actually knowing them.
What if you said, hey, Jason, I got backstage for this. You're going to go back for here with me, and you walk back there. He's got one chick sitting on the bridge of his fucking nose, and he's got two more sitting on each fucking hand. And you're like, that's what I wanted from this guy. So that you'd want to meet.
Those were never the kind of guys that I've liked, but if like if I was going to go backstage to a Motley Crue show back in the day, they better be doing that or I'm going to be super disappointed.
No, you just want to go back and see Bradley Nowell with a fucking needle somewhere stuck into his fucking
body. I was never.
Because that's what you'd have seen.
Yeah, yeah. Just doing heroin while the other guy's just drinking in the corner.
See, I was never a big meet you guy either. Now, I met a lot of them because of the business I was in.
Yeah.
But Rush being my favorite, so I always wanted to go backstage and meet him. Fucking always wanted to. And my buddy,
you want to go back there and fucking play Scrabble?
No, I just wanted to go back there and shake their hands. I just wanted to shake their hands and leave. And I got invited to one time. And it was so fucking cool. I stood in this fucking line. And I got in there, and there's Geddy and Alex and no Neil. And Neil's the one that I wanted to meet.
Mm-hmm.
He's not there. Well, apparently he quit doing the fucking meet and greets and all that. He's a real private person, never did it. So I went in there. I said, it's still Geddy and Alex, you know, and I fucking... They said, hey, how'd you enjoy the show? I said, I liked it. They said, all right, turn around for the fucking picture. We took the picture. Then they gave me this really cool Rush keychain.
Mm-hmm.
And what you do is you go home, and on the back of the keychain, there's a number. You look at their website, you type in the number, and your picture comes up. And then you can print it off.
For $15.99?
No, you can buy it from them with a fucking thing on it, or you can just download it and do it yourself.
So basically, Rush sets up like a Santa Claus booth.
Kind of.
Just kind sit there and
pictures. You know, it's so funny because most famous people that I've ever met were always very fucking small.
Yeah, Joe Rogan's like 5'6".
Yeah, they're tiny little
people. Him walking out. He's wider than he is tall. You know, I mean, the dude's just a fucking rectangle.
I mean, you know what? There was a couple famous people I wanted to meet, but didn't end up meeting them. There's a couple I would have liked to have met.
Yeah.
You know what I like to do? I like to meet famous women that I get boners for. And find out in real life if I still get that same boner or if it's all visual effects and makeup and all that shit. You know what I'm saying?
I just don't get boners from many people just like, hey, look, Jennifer Aniston fucking got a boner. What the fuck? You know, like, it's not a thing for me. It's like...
That's where you and I differ because my boners are pretty easy. I saw Pam Anderson.
Yeah, you would just get a boner.
I didn't get a boner, but I saw Pam Anderson. She was at this fucking... functioned at this concert, whatever. She was standing on the side of the stage,
mm-hmm.
and I was pretty close, so I got a good view of her.
Yeah,
I didn't meet her or anything like that. I just saw her, and she was every fucking bit as hot in person as she looked on the fucking.
What year was that?
91-ish.
Oh, dude, that's prime time Baywatch, right?
Oh yeah,
prime. Yeah,
prime time. Right after. I think it was right before.
Right after Power Rangers. I know.
The giant dick of Tommy Lee came out and wrecked it.
My kid have been on a Power Ranger binge after you said that and reminded me, God damn, those movies suck.
Yeah, she looked good. God.
I can't handle those.
I think I might have got a boner that time.
See, I've never got a I just don't see a girl and get a boner.
I can.
I mean, I can see
you know what?
You
that's
could,
a good thing for my age. I can still get the boner.
No,
just
no,
by
great
looking.
Thing. Yeah, no need
no
pills
pill,
or anything.
No nothing. If Fuck I see yeah. you and you're attractive to me and I get sexual thoughts in my mind.
Yeah.
Just in case you like older guys who are losing their hair, just in case.
Well, speaking of sexual thoughts, tomorrow is Mother's Day, man.
It is.
You doing anything for your mama?
I am indeed. My sisters and I bought presents and I sent money, but
yeah,
mom's pretty old. What I've decided to do is I called my two sisters that are there with her, and I'm sending dinner over.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I like
I thought
that.
It was a nice touch.
It is.
I've already called and arranged it.
And you could probably get it. You know what? I forgot. I didn't forget that it was Mother's Day. I forgot that this shit was going on. You can't go outside and you can't go to restaurants and you can't do things. And my sister texted me the other day. She's like, well, what are you doing for mom? I'm like, oh, fuck. That's right. We can't. Because I just figured we were going to my sister's house and we'd do the thing and whatever. We're not usually. I'm not a flower person. I don't buy people flowers. My wife is allergic to them. So I just got used to not getting flowers.
Well, some women really like the flowers.
Yeah.
Some don't. My mom And she, hey, there's your nice blah blah blah. I'd rather get my mom something she'd want.
I agree, and I do.
Mom always does the cooking, so I said, well, I told my sisters, don't let mom do any cooking tomorrow. I got it covered, so I'm sending a nice dinner, one of mom's favorites over. It'll get there at a designated time.
Yeah,
she'll open her presents, and she won't have to do, cook and do that shit. Because my mom,
that's smart.
She's 91.
Yeah,
that's old and shit. You know, she's in pretty good health for her age. She really is, but. It's over 100 degrees in Arizona right now.
If you can brush your own teeth at 91, you're in pretty good health for your age.
Mom's a fucking world traveler. She's a champ, I'm telling you.
There's not much to that.
But she's getting to that point now where she can't go outside in Phoenix in the middle of the day in 105 degree weather. Just can't do it anymore. It just knocks her out. So
yeah, that's
too hot. Tomorrow she won't have to do shit. Dinner's on me. It'll be there. We got presents. We got clothes for her, and she'll be good.
Well, my mom does love flowers. So I went to order my wife, or my wife, I went to order my mom flowers last night. You can't get a flower to fucking save your life 2 days before Mother's Day.
I went today.
The earliest, I guess you maybe if you go to like a Kroger florist or something like that.
Yeah, that's where I went today.
But all of the like fancier floral places and stuff like that, because I wanted to get her a nice thing, and they were, you know, it was done. So my mom don't get her shit until Tuesday. Happy Mother's Day, Mom. Wait till Tuesday. I'll give you a call tomorrow.
But
I was even going to pick them up. You can't find them, you know. Nothing.
Kroger's got a shit ton of flowers.
Yeah, but Kroger's flowers suck.
Well, I went and my son wanted to pick up something for mom.
So no, that's where I get for her too, because my wife don't really care for flowers anyway. Right. So if we get her flowers, they're just roses. The kids will get it for her, something like that.
But yeah, mom will be more than happy with dinner and her presents and all that. She won't have to cook. She'll have a good day.
Yeah.
I wish I could be with her, but you know, it's 2,000 miles away.
Same here, and it's not 2,000 miles away, but everybody's scared they're going to die, so... And I'm kind of over it.
Hey, speaking of Mother's Day.
Yeah, speaking of Mother's Day, did you hear about this guy? This is a good one. The dude buried his mother. This was in China, by the way. Okay, so dude buried his mother because he was sick. She was half paralyzed, and he was sick of putting up with her. He's like, I'm fucking sick of doing everything. Fuck you, Mom.
Buried her alive.
He buried her alive. Three days.
This is during all the Wuhan and coronavirus
stuff?
This
is like last week. Holy or this shit. Week. I just seen the news story today. It was in the local news. Obviously, it's going
so he
everywhere.
Dug a hole in his yard, stuck his mom in there, and covered her over.
Police in Northern China charged a man with attempted murder after he allegedly buried his mother in an abandoned grave where she was found traumatized but alive after 3 days covered by loose dirt.
Apparently, how the fuck are you alive after 3 days in the fucking in the
because
ground?
It was loose dirt, so there must have been enough.
Oh, there must have
you know what I mean?
There.
She was half paralyzed. He probably just threw in a thing, knew she couldn't like get out herself, and just threw like a couple scoops on her.
Maybe he thought she was dead.
Or he didn't care.
Maybe he thought she was dead.
No, his wife said he took her out in a wheelbarrow. And that's how fucking weird like this whole thing is. Like his wife just says matter-of-factly, the man's wife told police her husband carried his mother away in a wheelbarrow on May 2nd.
Hey, where are you going with mom? Don't worry about it.
Hey, you and know, in some parts of China, seriously, for like stealing, they shoot you.
She's 79 years old, partially paralyzed, and her son was apparently fed up with having to constantly take care of her. The newspaper reported.
Real sons kill their moms.
Oh shit, dude! So, for all you mothers out there, you know, you might mom listen. You might not get shit until Tuesday, but I promise you, I will never bury you alive. I'm that kind of guy. Never would I do something like that.
Oh my God,
I actually appreciate
my common decency to hit my mother over the head with a fucking shovel.
Well, there had to be more to that. He had to be like either fucking life insurance, or he was in the will and he wanted fucking money. There's no way.
Yes, there is way. There's way of everything. There's fucking
this
people
your fucking
in this world.
Mother, man.
Well, I'm not going to do it. Like I said, I'm a good person. Never do it. Flowers on Tuesday. They're coming. But no, fucking this guy, there's people that will eat people's faces. So
well,
of course
there's
people that can bury their mom. I mean, yeah. There's people that can do anything. Anything you can think of, there's a guy out there for it. All right? You just got to fucking find him.
Hey, speaking of two girls, one cup.
Oh, God.
Let me tell you. The other day, or a couple weeks ago on the podcast, we were talking about it.
Yep.
So I fucking looked it up, not to watch the video, but I wanted to look up and see if they've actually ever identified the name of the two fucking broads that did it. They did.
I did the exact same thing.
They showed pictures of these girls. Yeah. That they're actually fucking fairly hot.
They're not bad.
But see, I don't remember. When I watched it, I thought one was black, one was white. And
you
I think
said that, and that wasn't true at all.
They're both black, right? Or they're
I
both
want to
Hispanic
know how much they made.
Something?
They're both, I think, South American of some sort.
Yeah, they're both Hispanic of some kind.
I want to know the price tag on how much they made for doing that. For that video.
They didn't get anything, I don't think.
Hey, not everybody in South America is Hispanic.
Yes, they are.
Portuguese. Portuguese are Brazilian, man. Portuguese are bigger than the Spanish down there.
Well, I've never heard anybody say, unless you're from Portugal, I've never heard anybody called Portuguese unless
Portuguese
they're from Portugal.
Portuguese is a
language.
Yeah, but I get that. But the Brazilians aren't known as Hispanics.
To me, they are.
That's South America.
No, to me, if you speak Spanish as a native language,
yeah, but they don't speak Portuguese.
Well, in Portugal, yeah, but in Brazil, they speak Spanish.
Brazil they speak is Portuguese. Completely, and that's the biggest country in there.
Fuck off.
No, swear. Okay. Swear.
No, I'm telling you
that's
the truth.
Not the point.
Just,
when I say Hispanic, I think Latin American countries.
No, I get a kick out of it.
To me,
I'm surprised
Latin,
you didn't
Hispanic,
just call them Mexicans. This is really the thing I was really looking for.
That made me sound racist.
Well, that's the point. That's
no,
like
if if you're from a Latin American country, I consider Costa Rican people, Colombian people, Hispanic because they speak Spanish.
We got live. This is fucking great. And I'm sorry. And I said I'm not going to hit the live things much, but this was a text message. And we got a live meme of Chris. God, I wish I could get this up. I'm definitely going to put this up online.
That is fucking awesome. Who did that?
I've ever seen, Miggy.
Miggy? Miggy rocks.
Oh, that is fucking great. We'll definitely put those up.
Hey, you know what? At least it says that because I certainly wouldn't want my face attached to a rape me. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't want that. I'll take the vape me.
He did a Nirvana parody of Chris with Chris blowing out his vape juice here and put Nirvana at the bottom, vape me.
It
looks like a real album cover.
You ever noticed that I look a little bit like a fucking old John Cougar there?
You think you look like John Mellencamp in that picture?
I think you can fucking see it if you dig deep.
I think if you would have caught me last Saturday night when I had one half eye open, I could have maybe done it.
Well, then I would have said Brad Pitt when you were drunk.
It definitely looks like Brad Pitt there. Like Brad Pitt in the Tarantino movie recently, you know?
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen that yet.
What the fuck?
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood,
dude,
I haven't seen it yet.
Knock it off. What are you doing with your life?
I want to see it. I want to see it. It just keeps fucking spacing me.
Yeah, and it's a long watch, too.
All of Tarantino's movies are long watches,
it's a
but
great
I fucking
one.
Love them.
Hey, speaking of dumb celebrities, Elon Musk, did you see the baby name on this fuck?
I can't pronounce it.
Well, there's no real way to pronounce it. All right, the name is actually, and you can Google this. This is a thing. The name is spelled X-A-E space A-1. All right? He claims that the name is pronounced Ray A-1, A-1 being the middle name. He said he came up with A-1. His wife came up with the X-A-E. The A-E stands for artificial intelligence, by the way.
He's the weirdest fucking guy
walking
the earth.
Which I'm pretty sure intelligence isn't spelled with an, you know. Anyways.
No, it's spelled with an I.
That's what he's up to. And he's fucking brilliant, but
he's crazy.
You have to be crazy to do that, right?
Fucking, yeah, he's crazy.
What the fuck is it? I mean, that just sets his kid. And the thing is, he's a billionaire, so I say it's going to set his kid up for failure. Like, no, it's not. I mean, she's going to be Elon Musk's kid. She already is worth
about
more money
weird
than any of us ever will ever think
of.
We
had this talk last week about the celebrities with
the
weird
fucking
kid
names. Well,
that's what reminded me of it. But my God, this takes them all.
X-A-E-A-1. I don't know. What do you think of just A1 as a middle name? So maybe that
I
really
don't like it.
If it just came out and it just said Ray A1, would you be pissed about that?
Fuck yeah, I would, because I told you I hate made
sauce
up fucking names.
That's steak sauce.
Steak sauce.
A1 steak sauce.
I never thought of the steak sauce.
Yeah, it's A1 steak sauce. I love that shit.
I do love A1 steak sauce.
I like normal fucking names, and I don't mean everybody has to be named William or anything like that, but I want it to be a fucking recognizable name. I hate these fucking fake names, man. Fucking hate him. Absolutely fucking hate him.
I agree with you. It's an absolutely fucking
fuck them and
fuck
Elon
name.
Musk. That's a weird fucking dude, man.
Yeah, but he's fucking brilliant.
Oh, he is.
You can't deny that for a second. The guy's brilliant.
No, but a lot of brilliant people are fucking crazy. Ted Kaczynski was fucking brilliant. He's a Unabomber.
Yeah.
He was fucking brilliant. He went to Harvard. He taught at fucking Stanford. He's a fucking genius.
Mm-hmm.
Then he blew up people with fucking packages in the mail.
Well, I think Elon Musk is probably safe. He's like a safe weird, at least.
Yeah.
I think. I don't know. He's fucking weird. He's
well, let me
he's
ask
up
you,
to some
wouldn't
shit,
you have
too
thought the same thing about a guy who graduated with honors from Harvard and then was a professor at Stanford? Wouldn't you think this guy's pretty safe?
I don't know.
I'll let my kids
around
him.
I've never heard
the
guy talk.
I'll let my kids around him.
No, I don't. If you just gave me his, I don't give a fuck about your credentials in school about my kids. Like, I'd have to actually meet you. And I think after talking to Ted Kaczynski for a couple seconds, you'd probably know, like, oh, yeah, let's keep kids away from this fella. Even though that's not what he was up
it's
to.
It's funny. On one of my hard drives, because I've got...
Oh, Jesus, we're going to talk about kiddie porn?
No.
Oh, okay.
Fuck off.
One of my hard drives.
One of my hard drives that I keep my music on, because I still get music and I just keep updating. Gotcha. I've had music for 30 years. I have two or three full fucking albums singing by Charles Manson.
Oh, I've heard those songs. Those are funny.
I've got the albums.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying he was a great singer, but he could sing. He tried to be with the Beach Boys, you know.
He didn't try to be the Beach Boys. He tried to get one of the Beach Boys to produce his music.
Yeah, Brian Wilson
and everything.
Yeah, but I listened to these fucking albums, and if you listen to Manson, you know, you hear Crazy Person right off the fucking bat, but at the same time, you're thinking, wow, man, this guy's fucking deep. He's a thinker. You know what I mean? He's a fucking crazy person.
You know what, though? For us, like, obviously you hear Crazy Person right away, and a lot of the stuff they put on him after he got arrested and stuff, he was in prison, he would act super crazy, but obviously he could talk to people because he got a fucking cult together. You don't build a cult by not being able to, you know, doing some talking, you know, talking your way around.
Yeah, he's
things.
Charismatic.
But
yeah.
The funny thing is like nowadays you listen to him, you listen to old interviews, even the shit where he's not really saying crazy shit, you just assume he's crazy because you know he's crazy. And there's something crazy about that hippie voice in the 60s. You just hear that. You could be the smartest person in the world. You're talking with that voice. You're just like, oh, this fucking guy's out there, isn't he?
My old brother-in-law, he passed away. God, this guy was fucking cool. His name was Doug. Greatest guy ever. Married my sister, I think, when they were 17. In the 70s. Okay, now you're talking the silk shirts, button down to here, you know, the tight fucking slacks. Well, he was sitting at home with my sister one day. And one of my twin sisters, who about 2-3 years younger, came over and said some guy touched her at this party up the road. I was a little fucking kid. I didn't know anything. But I found out later. He walks down there in these high Tony Orlando platform shoes. Okay. High fucking, you know, 70s shoes.
He's the Kiss Army.
A fucking silk shirt, tight pants, and went in there and stomped this fucking guy half to death and kicked him repeatedly in the balls with these high-heeled shoes. And I look at pictures of him from the 70s. I'm like, that's not the cool dude I know. But it keeps popping in my head, him going down to this party with these fucking Gene Simmons kind of fucking shoes and beating the shit out of some guy. I fucking loved it.
That was probably a normal thing back then, though. I mean, everybody had those stupid fucking shoes.
But guess
what?
You didn't go to prison for 20 years for doing something like that. Cop showed up. You said, yeah, this guy touched my sister-in-law
case
somewhere.
Closed.
Yeah. All right, you go home. Have a good day.
Fucking case closed nowadays. We've all heard about the Alabama shit, or the
Georgia
shit.
That's
unreal.
And you know, here's what it seems like.
It's real.
It
happens every fucking day in America.
Here's what it seems like to me, that they're doing their best to try to get these guys off and sweep it under the rug, that the local guys are, because it took 2 months to arrest them.
Yeah.
Well, the DA knows the dad.
Well, yeah, and the dad was involved. He
was
cop,
a cop
for a long time.
Yeah, he was a cop down there.
But the bottom line is, if anybody who watched that video and heard the details of it, they say, oh, this guy was attacking him. Well, you know what? If somebody drives up to me with a fucking truck, pulls out a gun and says, I want to talk to you, I'm going to attack him too. This is the definition, according to Webster definition of fucking murder, in my opinion.
They murdered him. It is absolutely insane that it took this long to arrest
this guy
these guys.
And murdered him.
But if there was no video, no murder.
Ahmaud,
you know what I mean?
Arbery.
I mean, there'd still be a murder, but they would never, ever get his name. I mean, they would have just took their word on it. It was a former cop. They saw some guy breaking into some houses. They went to arrest him. He attacked them. They shot him. Everything that they say right there in their head, that's what they're telling the cop.
What they told his family when he was involved in a burglary.
That's what they told everybody.
When he got shot. And I'm sitting there thinking.
And it would have flew, though, if there was no video.
Oh,
well, the video was released because the guy thought it would exonerate the parties involved.
I've heard different things.
Like an idiot.
There.
The guy was out for a fucking jog.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm just saying the guy released the video. I mean, everybody was asking for the video. Then he released the video thinking
A lawyer released it
thinking this would exonerate his clients, right? No, because of course, anyway you fucking look at the fucking video, they're murdering Ahmaud Arbery.
Well, according to what they claim, they thought he looked like a guy who was involved in a burglary.
AKA Black.
Yeah.
He looked black.
Let's face it. So they say, hey, we want to talk to you. He's jogging along minding his own business. And he finally gets tired of these fucking guys saying, hey, I want to talk to you. Come here. He knows they're not cops. They're not in police uniforms. They're like, fuck you. Leave me alone. One guy gets out of the car and fucking swells up on him. He goes over to defend himself. Guy pulls out a gun. Bang, bang. He's dead. And they're trying in some fucking weird twist of fucking fate to say, well, you know, we're performing our civic duty and doing a
well, no, that's just the story they're telling the cops.
Arrest.
Yeah, they know what happened.
This is
no way
the
they
most cold-blooded murder thing I've ever seen. They stalked and hunted this fucking guy.
Yeah, so it's sick. It's yeah. fucking sick.
It was a modern lynch.
What I'm hoping is that the judge is going to say, well, obviously we can't hold the trial here because these fucking people are going to back these hillbillies.
But dude, listen, it's the exact same thing as Trayvon Martin. There's really kind of the exact same situation, and one got away before. The only difference, I guess, is the video is really what's going to do it.
Yeah.
If there was no video to this, those guys would get away with it. Not only would they never even been charged to begin with, no one would have known about it, but they would have got away with it. It wouldn't have been a big deal. Trayvon Martin's thing didn't have the video to prove anything.
Right.
So that's really the only difference.
And the difference is George Zimmerman, and believe me, he's a fucking murderer, and I agree 100%. It's the same fucked up deal. The only difference is that he was a on-duty security officer.
No, he wasn't. No, you're wrong about that story.
You're wrong.
He was fucking, he thought he was part of the neighborhood watch.
Well, what I'm saying is,
anyone can be part of the neighborhood watch.
I'm not defending him.
No, I'm just saying that's
calm down there, Tiger.
Completely different.
What I'm saying is he was at least out there. If he said he was in a neighborhood watch, he was at least out there doing what he was doing. These guys were just fucking people who didn't like this dude because he was. I agree.
They were. There's a person they didn't want in their neighborhood, so they went after him with a gun.
And he got off with murder, no doubt about it.
No, I think those people did think he was breaking in. I don't doubt that those fucking dumb hillbillies thought that he was breaking into things. I don't doubt that part. But the only reason they thought that is because it was a black guy. You know what I mean? Like right. That's the issue. And then
what part of Georgia was this? Was this near Atlanta?
No, I looked at it was pretty far outside. It was down towards the bottom. It's closer
because
to Jacksonville than anything.
Atlanta's primarily black city.
Yes, but that's it in Georgia. You get outside of Atlanta, and that's hillbilly country.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like super hillbilly
country.
Yeah,
deliverance shit, yeah.
It's like Austin in Texas.
Like you got
you
a pretty mouth boy shit
yeah,
like that.
You don't want any part of that.
No.
Not at all.
All we can hope is that because of this fucking worldwide fucking media exposure that these guys get what they got coming to them. They either get the fucking death penalty, at least the son get the death penalty because he's the one that shot it. They'll never give it to the dad. But the dad should rot in jail.
The good news so far for me is that I've seen none of my friends that tend to do this kind of thing get on there and defend the guys. You know what I mean? The white guys.
No
one's defended the white guys. I had all the friends.
How can you?
Well, I just had a lot of them defending Zimmerman. And I think the video is what really, you can't even defend this one. You know what I mean?
You can't.
Well, you can a little bit, apparently, because they have some kind of page of support our brothers about those two white dudes that has damn near 100,000 subscriptions and likes on
Facebook
now. And
they're probably fucking white supremacists.
Still, just that number is scary that 100,000 people think that these guys did the right fucking thing.
Yeah.
That's insane to me in modern-day America.
Isn't that the fucking scariest
That's
part?
Gross,
there's 100,000 people in this fucking country that looked at that video like we did and said, well, they had it right.
There's way more.
And there's a lot, like there's you said, there's a lot more because you got 100,000 that had the balls to press that like button and have all their friends know that they like this fucking crazy page. There's plenty of people that are on Facebook, shitload more people probably that aren't on Facebook that are liking things like that. So you're looking at probably over a million people in America that agree that they did the right thing.
Well,
and
obvious.
That's fucking sick, man.
It is,
and
isn't
then,
it?
And then people wonder why black people have the views that they do about certain things, like our friend Keyshawn posted. I don't fucking blame them, man. It would be hard for me to.
Well, it would and it wouldn't. I mean, I don't look at anybody that kills somebody as the stereotypical black or white person.
No.
Otherwise, you know, by that logic, I'd be, you know, it does happen a lot more with black people, there's no doubt about it, but I just look at these two guys that did it, and I don't care what fucking color they were. You go to prison for the rest of your life, you die in there.
Well,
and
but
the world's
their color matters
place.
Here because they did it because of race.
There's no doubt they did it because of race.
Lighter subject.
Yeah.
Get Pussy 69 time, man.
Gotta love him.
Gotta love Get Pussy 69 time every week. This week, it's up there. You may have read it, may have not. Maybe don't look, maybe.
I haven't read it.
All right, you haven't looked?
Nope.
What is your guess?
I will just ask one question. Does it have a vaginal metaphor?
Oh, you better believe it has a vaginal metaphor or something.
He used poon. He used clam. He used a snatch. I'm going to go with cunt craver.
Cunt craver.
I'm thinking he's getting fucking edgy and he's doing the cunt thing now. Cunt craver.
He has changed up his emails. They're now at outlook.com. But
well,
anyways.
The other one.
It's kind of weird.
Gmail probably said, that's enough, fucker. You
got
a new one
every
week.
He's using Gmail, I think.
Going to his job.
I think
email.
In a couple weeks, it's going to be like, you know, Pussy84 at fucking AOL somehow. All
and
right.
Pussy85.
Nick,
and
What's your guess? Have you seen it?
Chewy Chaser.
Chewy? What?
Chewy Chaser.
Chewy Chaser? I didn't even know Chewy was a vagina metaphor.
I've never heard
it. Hey, we got a new guy in the studio this week. We got a second helper out here in production, and we're going to let him say a word here. What do you want to go by anyways? Are you a hairy guy? You MCP? What are you doing? I already gave away your fucking name, sort of, kind of. Hey, by the way, man, I call it, his name's Michael. Go fuck yourself with your MCP. I remember when I first heard that name, I got so angry for some reason before I knew you. I was like, I'm not calling a grown man MCP. Frustrated. That's just the way I am.
I like hairy guy.
And then I went with ICP for a while, which I'm sure that's not nice. And I would just call you Juggalo. But now, yeah, hairy guy. I've liked hairy guy. I'm a
that
big
one
fan
sticks.
Of that.
That one sticks.
But either way, what's your guess? You know his thing, right?
Yeah, Get Pussy 69. We're going with Front Butt Slut Butt.
Front Butt Slut Butt.
I don't know if he's clever enough to go that deep.
That's long, but I like it.
What's his name?
All right, this week he is Beaver Believer 69 at Outlook.com.
I like it. It's got like a Justin Bieber
feel.
Yeah,
I did
to
like
it.
It.
Yeah,
Beaver Believer.
Beaver Believer. I like it.
All right, Shut Up Cincinnati. Have you guys ever had so much jizz in a condom that has been dripping out of the bottom? And taking off an extra gooey condom ever make you vomit?
Yes, and absolutely not. I've shot some pretty good sized loads in my day.
Mm-hmm.
Not as much now.
Yeah.
Now I could almost use it twice. But back in the day, I've had, I mean, because I was always blessed with the fact that after I nutted, it would still be hard. So if I happened to be getting ridden like a thoroughbred or something, even after I nutted, she could just keep going. And eventually gravity's going to take over and the splooge is going to come out the bottom regardless. Yeah. Do I ever get sick about it? No, it's fucking gross, but it's mine. I mean, once or twice, I mean, there's a chance I might have licked a finger. But
what? Why would you do that?
I didn't really do that. That was for comedic value. But no, shit. It's never made me sick. I'll take the jack batter anytime. I shoot it all over my jack belly batter. Every time I jerk off.
Yeah.
How's that going to gross me out?
Yeah, I don't know why I would ever, especially vomit.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one thing to...
Yeah, I cover my belly hairs in it on a regular basis. Why the fuck am I going to care if it came out of a rubber? You know what I'm saying?
I got the same answer as you, yes and no.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, of course, but nah, it doesn't really gross me out.
How could it?
It doesn't. I don't
it's
give a fuck.
It's your jizz. Now, if I'm taking it off another guy who happens to be there for a three-way, yeah, I might get a little queasy. But if it's mine, no, I don't give a shit.
Hey, I just got a step in on my Fitbit. I don't know how I pulled that one off, but...
Hey, good for you.
Good job. I got 53 steps left this hour. All right, number two. Who are your guys' top three favorite pitchers and top three favorite positional players? Obviously, he's talking about baseball, and goddamn, you always ask baseball questions. I know Get Pussy 69 is a big baseball guy, and I'm just not, so I hate these baseball questions, but go on.
Oh, top three pitchers and top three position players.
Are we talking all time or right now? Because he doesn't even ask.
I think he's going. He said, "What are your top three?" So let's go with all time.
Okay, good. Because right now I'm just
top
so
three
it.
Pitchers. Nolan Ryan, number one by far. Fucking love him. I loved him before he beat the fuck out of Robin Ventura when he was stupid enough to charge the mound.
Yeah.
Second favorite pitcher. I loved the guy. Pitched for the Astros back in the '80s. His name was J.R. Richard. Absolute fucking beast. Died of a heart attack in his early 30s or something, so ended his career. But he was a fucking monster.
Mm-hmm.
Third, I would probably go back to the 90s-ish, 80s-ish Atlanta Braves and go with Smoltz or Glavin. Or Maddox would be the obvious choice back then, mm-hmm. but I like Smoltz or Glavin a little bit better. Let's go with Tom Glavin.
I like Smoltz, but Maddox is the obvious choice, and I – still think Maddox is the choice.
He's the best pitcher, yeah. But we're not talking about favorites here.
Yeah, no, I get you. It depends on what you wanted to watch.
Right.
All right, pitchers for me, I'm going to go right off the bat. Randy Johnson, number one.
Oh, loved him.
Fucking love Randy Johnson.
I mean, the guy crushed a fucking pigeon in mid-flight on national TV.
The best sports moments of all time. Him throwing down a fastball and it hitting a midget. Second best sports moment of all time to me was the All-Star game. I don't know what year it was. He was pitching, and John Crook, remember big fucking sloppy John Crook?
From the Phillies, yeah.
Yeah, he was batting. Randy threw one about 5 feet over his head. You know, I mean, but it looked just completely wild. And John Crook looked like he almost shit himself. I think he thought it was coming at his head, but then it kept on rising.
Well, he was one of the first guys that was hitting towards that 100-mile-an-hour mark. And he came from sidearm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't pick up the ball till it's halfway there.
I mean, you was very rare back then. You had Nolan Ryan started getting it first, right? He was that first guy that could pitch the 99 to 100.
Right.
J.R. Richard was actually right there, too.
Okay. And then I remember Clemens got close, but I think Clemens would top out at like 97, 98 back in the day when he was the Rocket.
He touched 100 a couple of times.
Yeah, but he was that second one, and then Randy Johnson. And I feel like those were it for a while.
For a long while.
You know what I mean? And nowadays, you'll see more, and then you had the guy in Cincinnati there for a little while.
Aroldis Chapman.
Threw it ridiculous.
What, 107?
I think it was 106, which is what he topped out at.
Well, bottom line is you don't see that. Basically, when you're hitting against that, you swing hoping it's going to be a strike because you're not going
to
see it.
It was so fun to go watch him live because you would literally just be watching that board that has the miles per hour afterwards.
And he was like fucking...
And it was like 101, 102, 101, 103. He was like fucking
Charlie Sheen on Major League.
Fuck? Yeah.
Because you didn't know if it was coming at your head or not. The guy had no control. But he had no fucking control, so he couldn't really dig in there.
He had a little bit better control than Wild Thing, but I get you.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like if he let go one a little early, it's coming right at your fucking melon at 102 miles an hour.
My number two all time, Rob Dibble.
Love Dibble. Love
he didn't
the
have a long career
period.
Or anything, but goddamn, he was a nasty boy. So fun to watch. He, two of my favorite things about him are after the game. Is that our sponsor for the week? Voodoo Ranger, American Haze. It's a new Belgian.
American Haze. It resembles Blue Moon.
Yeah.
But it's got a grapefruit flavor, but I recommend.
Rob Dibble took a ball from the pitcher's mound, threw it into the outfield stands, and broke a woman's arm.
I know.
How fucking hard do you have to throw that far away and still break a lady's arm?
How old was the woman?
I don't want to think about it. She was probably 90, and it doesn't but count. So, I mean, that's...
And you know what the worst part is?
As far as she was 28 and stable as fuck.
Who the fuck is going to think you're sitting in the outfield? You know, you're sitting down the first baseline before they put the nets up. You're thinking, hey, I might, you know, have to dodge something here.
Yeah.
You're in the fucking outfield. You think you're safe.
You at least think you got a long time to fucking move.
If you catch a dinger, it's on the way down. It's done. You know what I mean?
Well, some of those guys with a line drive dinger. But I get you. That's insane. And then when he fought Lou Piniella in the...
I remember that.
in the actual dugout, that was great. Or it was downstairs in the locker room. You know, my number three, again, and I'm going to have to go Reds because I'm just a Reds guy, and it was from that same time, was Jose Rios.
Loved him. Jose Rios was awesome.
He wasn't exactly the most, you know, prolific pitcher or anything. He wasn't fun to watch, but he was confident.
And
I loved his style.
He hit his spots. That's where he was. He didn't throw it 99 miles an hour at you. He was painting corners and shit like that and getting you to chase stuff. I loved Jose Rio.
Big Jose Rio fan.
Yeah, me too.
Position.
Well, I was a catcher my whole life, and I'm not going with the obvious Johnny Bench, okay? And I hate absolutely fucking
Mike Piazza.
No. You know, I liked Piazza, though.
Yeah.
I did. But I'd say catcher-wise, I was a big Alex Trevino guy. Played with the Giants for a long time, came to the Reds for a couple of years. Another one that came to the Reds for a little while that I loved, another catcher, is Tony Pena. The first guy who literally had his legs so far apart, he was sitting on his ass.
Mm-hmm.
He was the first guy. He would literally catch with one leg all the way on the ground and throw you out at second from the ground.
Yeah.
Fucking loved him. Absolutely loved him. And I would say my third favorite, I'll go to the outfield and reach for Ken Jr. Fucking, there was nothing like watching Griffey Jr. play when he was with Seattle. We didn't get to see that. Griffey play
Junior
here.
Junior is my number one.
Love Junior. How can you not love
Junior? He was my favorite. Growing up, that upper deck card was just the card to have in baseball card world. Yeah. I was a big baseball card nerd back in the day. I loved him when he was with Seattle. Greatest sports day of my life almost is when I found out he was coming to the Reds, and then they never fucking did shit with him, and he started having injury issues. But it was so fucking awesome to see him come home and get to play those last years
in
Cincinnati.
Yeah,
still hit some
here.
Big marks, some 600 home run marks and stuff like that.
But that's the thing. That's why he came back here. He came back here and his dad was the
Red Machine. Came back here during what could have been his prime if he wasn't injured. And they put some people around them.
Yeah, but when he was 18 and shit right out of college, when he was scaling walls like it
was
nothing.
Fucking awesome.
He could literally be at the fucking wall and gun you at second without a thought. Someone's here.
I don't know what to tell you.
All right, well.
We're in the middle of
show. Who's your number two guy?
Number two, I'm going with Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt.
The Big Hurt.
I fucking love him.
You know what? I loved Frank Thomas too, but I have a real tough time liking anybody from Chicago with the exception of MJ.
Oh,
I hate Chicago teams.
Love them.
I don't like the white, you know, I don't mind. I've had some Bears that I've liked. and one or two Chicago Bulls, but I hate the Cubs and I hate the fucking White Sox.
Why Chi-Town?
You know, I don't know. It was them and L.A. I've never liked an L.A. team. Being from Phoenix, we were brought up hating L.A. teams.
Does Phoenix then have anything against Chicago? Well, I mean, the Suns do in the 93?
Well, I think one reason why I hate the Cubs so much is because out in Arizona, for some reason, there is a shit ton of Chicago people. Maybe it's because they've always had their spring training there. A lot of ASU is half full of fucking kids from Chicago. And I'm growing up in Arizona. Now, we had no baseball team when I grew up. We had no fucking football team. We had a basketball team. That's all we had. And all I got to see is these fucking guys constantly wearing their fucking Cubs, 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 Cubs. I fucking hated it. And so I over the years, I grew up hating the fucking Cubs, and I've never gotten over it. Don't like the Cubs. All right, so who's your three? Big Hurt, number two.
Big Hurt, number two. Number three, I got to go back to Cincinnati and go with Barry Larkin. Again, I grew up with him. He was the guy I grew up with. I had a hard time choosing between him and Eric Davis. Eric Davis was huge for me as I was a kid.
Loved the Red.
But those
loved
were him. Just my people as kids, and Barry Larkin was this fucking shit.
Oh, Barry
for years
Larkin.
And years and years. Even though we shouldn't have kept him those last 3 years.
You know what?
It's part of the reason why we didn't have any good times during Griffey, because we had to pay Barry Larkin's contract, too, when he was done.
Well, but one of the greatest shortstops that ever played the game. Yeah. You know, the only one that I think I enjoyed watching more than Larkin when I was growing up was Ozzie Smith. There was nothing like Ozzie Smith. He was the first guy that would be completely vertical, diving for balls.
You're right.
And picking them up. Ozzie was great to watch.
And do that little flip that he do.
Oh, yeah. Ozzie Smith was fucking phenomenal. But, I mean, that's a hard, hard question to pick three baseball players from history. I mean, fuck, I was a giant Jeff Bagwell guy when he was playing with the Astros. Fucking loved Bagwell and Biggio. But he can only pick three.
Astros were always hard for me to like because they were in our division for a long time.
Right. It's another thing. Fuck Major League Baseball. I can't look at the Astros and see an American League team.
No, that's
can't.
A National League team.
They're a fucking National League
Why
team.
Why do they switch shit like that?
Because they needed another American League team, and they're looking at different areas of the fucking country. Now, they should have went straight to fucking California. There's so many fucking... How many teams you got there? You got two up in San Francisco alone.
Mm-hmm.
A mile apart.
Or you just east-west it like fucking basketball
LA
does.
Dodgers, Anaheim, you know what I mean? Angels. You have... San Francisco Giants.
And the Oakland A's.
A's.
I mean, our division really should be like, you know, Cleveland should be with the Reds. Yeah, Cleveland, Cincinnati.
Right. Divisional teams
Chicago,
should be close.
Chicago, you know, shit like that.
Yeah,
like, I think
I
it should be done like that. I don't really get why they do what they do, but whatever. Who the fuck am I? All right, question number three.
Question three from
I've never personally done this, but have you guys ever jerked off with your non-dominant hand, and do you recommend it? I think it is weird, first off, that this guy, as much weird shit as he's brought in, as perverted shit, that he's never jerked off with his other hand. Fucking grow up, dude. Everybody's jerked off with the wrong hand.
Well, let me put a wrinkle in that.
But I mean, you know.
If I jack off left-handed, I end up going sideways.
Upside down.
Yeah, you flip it upside
do
down,
flipper,
go doggy style.
Doggy style.
But I can't hit the same spots. I just can't. I like to save my left hand for the nuts. maybe if I'm feeling real froggy, a nipple flick every now and then.
Ooh.
But I'm kidding about the nipple flick. But I will reach down for the nuts, give them a little attention. If I jack off with the left hand, I don't know the pressure I'm putting on it. I can't do it.
I agree, dude. I'm not sitting here saying I jack off with the wrong hand all the time, but how could you have never done it? He's never done it. That's
I would
weird.
Like to jack off with Nate's hand one time.
One time.
One time. And I've videoed the whole thing. Come on, Nate. Hook up, buddy.
He can give you that Ryan Indian rug burn on your dick.
Well, the thing about it is Nate could put both of his hands on my dick like a baseball bat, you know, when you're doing this thing. And I'd still have a good 3 inches poking out the top.
Miggy wants to know if you have a bulletproof vest on.
A bulletproof vest. No.
I guess that's what your jacket looks like on video.
It's either a bulletproof vest or
a
motorcycle jacket.
And for those of you who are wondering, Miggy's not here. He was supposed to be here last week and stood us up. He's not here this time. He's just throwing in little jabs at me from the fucking sideline. Where's my vein tune and where's your appearance? That's all I'm fucking saying, Miggy.
I think he's getting his appearance together, but yeah.
Where's the vein tune?
Well, he says he's getting his appearance together, but we're opening shit back up 16th, I believe, of May. When restaurants open back up?
May 15th.
He's a head chef at a big restaurant downtown. I mean,
yeah, but
he's back to work all the time.
Yeah, but there are not going to be that many fucking people there. There's still limiting amount of people that are going to be there.
That don't change anything for a chef.
Even the fucking patio. Well, no, it's true. But even for the fucking bars that are opening with the patios that you're talking about, you're still asking to be 6 feet apart.
Well, they're closing down some streets. They're closing down Vine Street. Yeah. Street. They're partially closing down others. My thing is, and my my fiance Carrie came up with this, not this idea, but was scared of this idea, is that you're going to have some people be calling up, spamming these restaurants, taking all these reservations and then selling them. Because I'm sure there's going to be a market of people trying to get like the fuck out.
Ticketmaster for fucking reservations?
Exactly.
Yeah, oh, God, that would be awful. It wouldn't surprise me, I guess.
I mean, in every scenario, there's always somebody who's going to try to exploit the system. Yes?
No, you're definitely right about that.
Yeah, without a doubt. Fucking ticket scalpers.
Well, she brought up a good point. She said you should always call. You should always have a driver's license. Take down the driver's license number. That way, if anything comes up with, you know, another second wave comes up, you have a log of who ate at what restaurant, possibly bringing you back this ground zero.
I want to go to restaurants, but I don't want to go that bad. I mean, I don't want to go stand in fucking line for 2 hours.
What's your going to be your wait time? When are you going to feel comfortable going out back in public?
You know, as soon as I don't have to fucking go there and hang out in my car for an hour till I can go in.
I'm there, man. I stopped caring, I think. I really did. I was just like, no, I'm fucking over it. Jesus Christ.
I'm kind of over it now, too.
You can get anything you want delivered to the fucking house.
I'm just over worrying about things. Like, I'm raw dogging it at the stores now, not wearing a mask. Like, I just don't fucking care anymore.
Go right in front of fucking people's faces and breathe.
Yeah, I ain't trying to make out with a stranger or anything.
Yeah, so let's talk about this.
And if you get all coffee on me, I'm going to get all freaked out. But
speaking of COVID-19, the fucking gay dude from Siegfried and Roy died today from COVID. This is the guy who fucking, this is Roy. The same one who almost got his fucking head bit off by a white tiger.
Is there a straight guy in Sigmund Freud?
No, there's two gay guys.
Okay.
I just threw in the word gay for color for the show.
No, it was, didn't Siegfried, wasn't he the one that got bit in the neck?
No, Roy got bit.
Roy got bit. Yeah. Oh, okay.
And,
yeah, it was definitely the guy that got bit.
And I'll tell you, that was the fucking greatest Halloween costume because I was working at the club. And we gave a lot of money away for our Halloween costumes. Half the fucking people showed up with this fucking crazy hair and a fucking stuffed tiger stuck to their neck. I pissed my fucking pants. It was so funny.
Yeah, that is crazy, though. He survived the fucking tiger attack in his face and his neck.
Well, fuck, it surprised me when they said he was 75. I didn't think they were that old.
Yeah, I didn't know they were that old, but I never see him.
I saw him once.
Yeah, once.
No, I mean, I saw the show once.
That's what I mean. It was a long time ago.
Yeah, but it's pretty fucking awesome, I gotta say, man.
I guess if you're in the animal abuse, it's a pretty cool show.
Well, you're the guy that says circus is animal abuse.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I like to tune things out that I don't like. You know what I'm saying? I like to tune out the bad part.
I like to pretend that a super smart animal like an elephant, their natural fucking environment is the back of a train cart.
I hope somebody drives by your garage and sprays it with bullets because my vest will protect me.
That's the only thing up on the monitor right now is a. Miggy's question about your bulletproof vest, so it's really going
to
weigh.
Hey,
deep
big
on
thanks
to
Get Pussy 69 for the questions, as always, bro. And these weren't even bad. You didn't really have a fucked up shitty one this week.
No, I agree.
And that was awesome.
And it's rare.
So I'm going to bring to you another edition of Does That Make Me Gay?
All right, let's hit it.
Okay, now for those of you that aren't caught up yet, you know these are questions that I will ask, and you have to tell me, does that make me really, literally homosexual? Or does it make me weird? Or what the fuck does it make me? So far, I don't think I've answered any. I've asked any that should have been a solid yes, even though Nate gave me a couple solid yeses. Okay, you and your buddy are having a... You gave me solid yeses. You gave me some no's, too. But I don't consider any of these so far to be yeses. I think gay is a very fine line as far as when you judge them with shit like that. So, does this make me gay? Me and my buddy are at a bar. Your mic's not on. You turned it off by fucking with it.
Oh, I pulled a Ryan right there, boys.
All right, so.
I thought he needed a light. I thought Nick wanted to do drugs.
I'm going to set it up with you're at a Super Bowl party
I'm
with your
buddy. Doing my goddamn job over here, man.
Sorry, man.
You're at a Super Bowl party with your buddy and this whore shows up. Just this bar whore that likes to fuck, okay? And, you know, hey, ladies, that's not a bad thing I'm saying. There are some.
Okay.
There are some out there that just want to fuck.
Yeah.
So she says, hey, how about a three-way? Any respecting person's going to say to his buddy, yeah, and they're going to go. So let's say you're having a three-way and you're in the middle of a fucking standing H. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
She's the crossbar. Doing?
Eiffel Tower.
He's behind her, okay, and I'm getting blown up front.
I was thinking of four-way. Go ahead.
Next thing you know, she wants to try the DP. Now, I'm very fucking critical with the DP because I believe in that three-inch rule. If your balls or dick are within 3 inches of my stuff and they have a chance of touching, then we have to find something else.
Yeah,
So you nut, and I'm laying there. Okay, does this make me gay? I nut, I'm laying there. She's riding him like a champ. The dick pops out. And without even thinking about it, I reach in, I grab it, and I put it back in. Okay? Trying to help out. Because, you know, when that happens, if it's just you and a girl and it pops out, the question always pops into your head. Do I put it back in, or is she going to do it? Most of the time, she does it. But right now, I'm down there anyway.
Not skipping a beat, huh?
The dick pops out. I just go and feed it right back in. Does that make me gay?
No. All right. I got some questions, of course.
Fire away. Okay. I'm an open book, pal.
I know. So you did this. Did you get any enjoyment out of it?
No, none whatsoever.
Then it doesn't make you gay.
I just wanted to help out and feed it back in there.
That's all there is to it. It makes you. There's so many things that make you weird more than they make you gay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And that's the whole point.
And that's one of those things. I don't even know if that makes you weird. It's definitely not something I'm doing. I'm not really into the threesome thing. Like, I don't like that idea of being in the same room with another guy when I'm fucking, just in general. I know that's always been one of your faves.
Not one of my faves. It's just something that happened to me a lot growing up.
Yeah, your friends were all sharers.
I ran with that kind of people because I was in that business. You know what I mean? I was in a bar. I was in a fucking DJ in a bar.
We call them creeps, but I mean, it's all right.
Call it what you will.
You've never seen your buddy's cock? What?
You're judgmental. I'm not
judgmental. You do what you want to do. I don't give a fuck. I'm just saying.
No, you've labeled me and my friends as creeps.
Well, that and a racist and everything else. This is what I do. I label you. It makes it fun for me.
You think my friends are racist?
No, I think you are. I mean, I'm sure some of your friends are, too. I mean, come on. Racist is not going to hang out with all non-racist people.
You think I'm a racist?
For fun, I do.
For fun, you do?
Yes.
You got fucked up shit going on here.
Yeah, I do. Anyhow, this is not the fucking point.
You've always said I'm racist against Mexicans. That's not the case.
You voted for Trump just because of the wall.
See, and that's where the Democrats like you are so fucked up, because you sit here and you Democrats, you fucking liberal bastards, you bleeding heart motherfuckers, judge people because of who they voted for.
Yes!
That's your fucking problem.
That's what
well,
I
guess
do.
What? Your fucking people have just stuck Joe Biden in the fucking driver's
those
seat.
Aren't my people.
Those are your fucking people.
I voted for Bernie, dude. I voted for Bernie.
Those are
and
not
you
my
know
people.
What your vote got you?
Nothing.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
Yeah. You know, if we're going to get into politics for a second during the middle of your gay speech. Nah, for real, I got to shit on Bernie. Fuck Bernie. Because I just today got the coffee mug that I ordered from him
order from
2.5 months ago.
From Bernie?
2.5 months ago. I got it today. I got a notice the other day saying it's being sent to me. I'm thinking, you've been out of the race for fucking a month.
Well, now he's got to. Now he's gotta, I got he's gotta come up with his
commitments. Feel the burn coffee mug and a sticker and some other shit.
Well,
to help. No wonder you fucking lost, you dumb shit.
He's probably
people
sitting
are
in
giving
his,
you money.
He's probably
and you're
sitting in his fucking mansion
shit?
With a kiln and a little pottery wheel, making this shit himself. How cool would that be?
That'd be pretty dope.
Now, if I got a signed picture of Bernie making it, you know, with his feet,
Bernie Stoneware.
Yeah, Bernie Stoneware.
You know
that's
what?
Different.
Let me get back to
but
this
no,
racist
fuck him.
Thing.
What? God damn it, that racist thing bothered me. It was supposed to be a
fuck
quick
yes.
jab.
That, no, that's not a quick jab.
That was a
jab.
Quick jab that you were supposed to ignore me and move on to
that
your next weird gay
shit.
That is
not a quick jab. No, I only have one does that make me gay thing.
Well, to sum up your gay before we get back to you being a total racist.
Because I voted for Trump. Well, all right, I voted
no,
for Trump,
no,
so I'm a fucking
reason.
Racist.
That's the reason why you hate Mexicans. that's a different kind of racist thing.
You got real problems.
No, I'm fine. I always thought the two dicks going into the pussy or the ass at the same time was very questionable.
First of all, I don't want to know any girl who can take two dicks in the
well,
ass
I don't
want to
know it either, but as far
time.
As the making you gay thing, I don't know if that makes you gay, but that's really weird.
I've never, ever done that double vaginal penetration. I will not have another dick rubbing on mine.
And I don't like the idea of one in the ass and one in the pussy either, because the balls are going to smack.
I plead the fifth on that one.
Shit.
I might have been part of that one once.
Really? And your balls didn't smack or anything?
Oh, no. First of all, the 3-inch rule
I guess it's
applies.
All by potential. Or,
second
positioning.
Of all, when I positioned myself,
yeah.
I lifted those fuckers up.
So you had to hold your balls the whole time?
Huh?
You had to hold your balls the whole time you were fucking?
I wasn't going to risk them touching another set of balls.
You think it was?
Tummy sticks.
Do you think, for real though, if if your balls did touch, you think it would be instant you lose your dick, your wood?
I think instantly I would withdraw and free myself from that situation.
But
yeah,
turn it
I don't
around,
touch balls.
What if all of a sudden you instantly cummed? You didn't know. It turns out this whole time you didn't know. I mean, you've never been in this situation, but as soon as the balls touch, you're like, oh, and you just fucking let loose. Would you embrace it or run away from it?
You know, being the literal thinker that I am, I would probably chalk that up to a coincidence.
You wouldn't see next time?
No, and first of all, even if...
Greatest cum you've ever had, the greatest orgasm ever, and all it took was a couple of balls to brush up against your balls. You would never go back for that experience.
No. I could say that with quite certainty. No, I'm not going to...
Well, because that's because you're assuming that would never happen, but I'm saying in the world where that does happen...
Well, I don't think anyone's going to come just because your nuts touch.
You never know. Maybe that's your fucking
thing.
I
can't walk up to the hottest girl in the world and touch her vagina and nut.
I'm sure the first time some guy's like, hey, shit on this table right above me and I'm going to watch through this glass window, he didn't think he would like it. But then he turns out he liked it.
That's not what it's cracked up to be.
You just got
to
do the Joe Exotic one where he's like, do you like small penises or big penises? Well, then you're gay.
No. I've never done that. I've never accidentally brushed up against another guy's nuts. I've never done that double vaginal penetration. There's no fucking way I want to be part of that. And besides, can you imagine if you're both in there and the guy nuts, now you got jizz on your dick. That would kill everything for me. I would probably be a missionary lights off guy from that point. My crazy fucking sex fetishes would be out the fucking window if I got jizz on my dick.
Someone else's jizz.
Yeah, because I'm telling you. That I think I don't mind. I can see blood. I can see jizz from a distance.
Yes.
I can't handle vomit real well. If you puke right in front of me and I get a pull off that smell, I'm probably going to do it myself. And I would fucking be scared to think what would happen if I got another man's jizz anywhere on me. I'd lose it.
Okay, so I would fucking. What you're basically saying, if you're fucking in a room and someone's arm gets cut off across the room, all the blood and stuff, you could still keep it together enough to keep fucking.
Well, no,
but
if you cut
if
his
they
arm,
puke,
I could...
it's off limits, and it's like, all right, I got to get out of here.
If you start puking, and I'm double punching, I'm stopping. Mm-hmm. Puke would do it for me. I couldn't.
And the semen, I imagine.
I told you that story when I was at the peep show, and I dropped a token, and I reached down for the token and got jizz on my fingers. And I didn't know whose it fucking was. It was like battery acid. It was burning to the fucking bone.
In hindsight, that was your first problem, was reaching down at the fucking ground.
I didn't think about it. I was a young kid. I didn't think that it was actually people standing here jacking off.
That's what I'm saying. It's hindsight. Now you know that was your first lesson ever.
Yeah, I mean, I could
never reach for
it. If I was in one of those things
drops,
and I dropped a $100 bill, it'd stay in there. And this was a fucking quarter token. But I got jizz on my fingers. And it could have been some fucking old man's jizz.
I'd find out a way to get $100.
Maybe that's why you can't get jizz on your dick, is because you have this subconscious nightmare of jizz.
When I watch porn, I'm not into the money shot. I don't want to watch you blast on her face. Usually I'm done by then anyway. But because nothing pisses me off more than when I'm beaten off to some porn.
And it ends. Yeah.
And I'm not there yet. I don't want to have to fucking start over.
Well, how long are you jerking off to porn?
It's all different. I mean, I can't set a fucking timer by.
Well,
it.
Let's just say how many average videos do you go through to find like your sweet spot?
I think we've talked about that. His is less than mine.
Yeah,
I think.
Mine's very short. I find one that I think can do the job because I'm doing it as an issue of convenience.
Some people just open up multiple windows, and we're talking like scrolling through like, oh, that's just an
attic. Those are people that have no one around or nothing to do. That's a lot. It's a lot of shit.
I look for the thumbnails, and I said, yeah, that one ought to do it. I like that girl's look or whatever. Mm-hmm. Knock one off to that. But I don't want to see you blast on her. I really don't. I saw a fucking blooper, a porno blooper reel one time. Fucking funniest thing I've ever seen. You've seen the ones where the girl's eating the guy's ass and he farts in her face. I mean, that's classic.
But no, actually, I haven't seen that. I mean, I'm sure it's a
that
thing,
one's
but...
funny, and she gets mad.
Yeah.
But the one I saw, they're doing a three-way with this broad. It was Russian, which was cool. I thought of Evo. But this guy's sitting on a couch, and this girl's riding him, but she's got his hands pinned down.
Yeah.
Okay, she's reverse cowgirl, but she's laying on his arms. Okay. And this guy's standing on the couch, fucking her in the face. Okay? Decent porn. Lots of stuff to see. No real close-ups or anything. But the guy pulls out that's getting blown, and he's going to bust on this girl's face. Mm-hmm. And she moves her head to the side, and he fucking paints that other dude that's sitting there with his arms pinned. This guy wasn't happy. He didn't think it was funny. He was fucking mad. He just took a facial from another dude.
I'd be pissed too.
Oh, my God. The funniest porn blooper I've ever seen.
What would you say in your life would be on a blooper reel if you had a camera there? It was like the funniest shit reel that happened. Like, yeah. You know, like,
mine would have been that girl that I took home from the bar that one night, so fucking drunk. I was like hugging the pillow drunk, except I was still functioning.
Mm-hmm.
And I took this girl home, and I can't feel anything. I know she's on my dick, doing something with my dick, but I couldn't feel anything.
Yeah.
And I'm laying there trying to stay awake because I know I'm getting laid. So I'm trying to stay awake, and all of a sudden,
out of respect,
here comes her face up here, and she says to me, "Are you all right?" And I'm like, "Yeah, why?" And I look down, she's got my dick holding it by the shaft, and I'm full stream peeing on myself. It's shooting about a foot and a half in the air, and it's coming down, hitting me in the fucking chest. Shit. I don't know I'm peeing. I can't stop it. I don't feel fucking anything. I couldn't stop it. I had no control over anything. The only thing I had any control over was the fact that I had a boner and I knew I was getting laid.
And you're peeing out of it.
So she's holding it. It's going like a fountain, about a foot and a half up, and it's coming down and it's hitting me in the chest. So it's splashing in my fucking face. It's splashing everywhere. And I'm sitting there thinking, first of all, what a champ this girl is for fucking not just leaving.
Yeah,
you know?
Of course.
She gets up when I'm done. She goes into the fucking bathroom. She gets a towel, puts some soap on it, cleans me up, and fucks me anyway. Then she spent the night that night. She woke up the next day and she said, "You don't have to worry. I'm not going to fucking tell anybody." Well, I told everybody. Funniest fucking thing I've ever heard of. I called my buddies as soon as she left. You'll never believe what I fucking did last night. I pissed all over myself.
Oh.
This was one of the longest pees I can remember. It was going straight up.
You were on drunk time, too. So.
Yeah, but I mean, I couldn't feel it coming out of my dick. I couldn't feel it hitting me in the face. It was in my chest. It was like spraying everywhere, and I don't know any of it. I don't even know what's going on. And she's just holding it, because if she lets go, it's going to point right at me.
Yeah.
And it's going to totally go. So she just held it till I was done.
That's a good blooper reel.
Peeing all over her arm.
Yeah, that's a lot better than I expected.
Yeah, she said, "Don't worry, I won't tell anybody."
You said, "Well, you don't have to worry." Matter of fact, my time was. And then you go into that story like it's some fucking normal story. And we got to wrap it up this week, so we're going to get a Would You Rather and a joke in. We got some UFC fights here to watch.
Are we almost that time?
It's about 9:30, and I got to see Donald Cerrone fight. So
Hour 10.
Okay. Yep. Well, I got one for you. Would you rather? Hairy guy, yours was good, but too much of a thinker. All right, I'm going to line up 10 gay men right here, bent over, grabbing their ankles, lubed up and ready.
Okay.
Lubed up and ready. All you got to do is, you got a fluffer here. Got to get your dick hard.
The fluffer's a lady?
You just, yeah, okay. Fluffer's a lady.
Okay.
You just got to go ball deep in each asshole down the line.
One
pump. But you gotta make full contact.
Yeah,
you gotta bury that fucker in there.
Mount Pubis got a touch.
In 10 assholes. And you're going raw dog bear. But they don't have AIDS or anything like that. But you're, you know. I mean, there's a chance.
Well, that's good.
There's a chance you're coming out with something on there.
You're just playing the numbers.
A lima bean or something. I don't know what you're coming out with.
A lima bean.
But you're going to go ball
deep.
That's his
go-to, lima bean.
In 10 males' butts.
Oh, shit.
Okay? Or you're going to watch your wife give me a hand job to completion. She's not going to suck it or anything, but she's going to come out here with a handful of lotion, and she's just going to beat me off while I watch TV until I nut.
Okay, first off, I'm going to give you the warning. She's probably watching this live, and there's no way you're not going to hear about this in about a half hour.
But it has nothing to do with her.
I'm just telling you, that's totally the way she works.
I'm going to hear about it.
Yeah,
I know.
You're going to hear about it. So you're sticking around to watch the UFC fights. You're going to hear about it.
I know. She's going to yell at me.
And this isn't because she's watching. This is just because I know myself. I'm going to have to fuck some dudes, man.
One pump each.
One pump chump 10 times.
That's it. One pump each.
I'm fucking the dudes.
Really?
Yeah.
Raw dog, you're going to have poop on your dick.
Maybe. Maybe.
Better than having
it's always
your
possible.
Cock in his wife's hand. Is,
yeah, for
is
the rest
saying.
Of the memory, the rest of my life.
Scott's taking option two.
Scott's going option two.
It's a handy.
It's a handy.
I'm not having sex. I'm not seeing anybody naked. Yeah, you got to sit right next to him.
And you're going to probably be talking to me and shit.
Oh, no. I'll be making perfect eye contact with you the whole time.
I can't do
I'm going to be like this, looking right at you. And then every now and then I'll go like this. When she hits that spot. Ooh. Ooh. Ah.
Nice twist.
And then just to make things worse, because I know how fucked up you are about it, mm-hmm. I'll point it at you when I go. I'll paint your jeans with it or something like that. No, you don't
That's
have to do that.
That's not the part that would fuck me up the most.
All right, so you're doing the 10 buttholes.
I'm fucking 10 buttholes, 10, you know, like you said, I'm pre-lubed up, or they're pre-lubed up. I got a female fluffer.
Yeah, you got a female fluffer.
So, you know, I don't have to get, you know, you can go quick, 10 pumps,
I don't
get
know,
it
man.
In.
10 to the balls. I mean, you're ten burying this thing, and you're just going
yeah.
down the list.
And that first pump on regardless if it's male or female, I imagine. Never done it with the males, but that first one, it doesn't go in fast anyways.
Well, no, they're all greased up.
Even the greased up, there's just different. It's not a vagina. You know, it's a butthole.
It's a butthole.
There's a little bit different regardless.
Yeah, there's a little tension there.
Yeah. So,
although, I've known some girls over the years, it slid in there like a hot knife through butter. I'm telling you, some girls are into that.
There's some girls that have been there more often than others.
Yeah, I knew a girl who had butt lips.
Butt lips? God damn it.
I don't really know anybody with butt lips.
Jesus Christ, I was really hoping you knew a girl with butt lips.
Because I was thinking about you talking about those girls that when they take it in the butt and porn and their shit stays
wide open.
Oh,
the prolapse butt?
No,
or no,
it stays open.
Ah, it's so gross.
You hate that because you
don't
can
like,
see in there.
I don't like anal porn.
See, I'm not into the anal thing either.
No, I just, it's a dominance thing. It's cool, but whatever. I don't want to watch it because all anal porn ends like that with the fucking gaping buttholes and it's just, ugh.
Well, I have no wife, so I'm going with the hand job.
Well, that's an easy pick for you.
If I had a wife, I'd still probably go with the hand job, man. It's a handy. It's not a BJ or a sex or anything. It's a handy.
Nick, you're a recently engaged fella. So what are you going with this?
Well, I'm putting in bus because I'm definitely not. I'm sorry because it's you, Chris. I'm not having my wife or future wife have your cock in her hand.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Hand,
if it was a stranger, would that change anything?
If it was like, you know, a stranger she might like, you know, like if she wanted to fuck Tom Hardy or some shit, she'd be like, you ain't taking no butts. I'm going to fucking jerk off Tom Hardy. You know? She's got a mad crush on Tom Hardy.
So the
I'll
fact
watch
is
someone
it's
jerk
me.
Off Tom Hardy just for the fucking fact so I can say I did it.
Right.
You know?
Like, hey, hey, listen, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to go to each party and go, hey, my wife jerked off Tom Hardy.
Yeah, see, I'd probably do that, too.
But I'm not going to no fucking party going, hey, my wife jerked off Christie's.
Yeah, no, jerked off one of my good friends.
Yeah, right.
Why I had to watch.
You wouldn't have to because I'd introduce myself that way. Hi, how are you? I'm Chris. Nick's wife jerked me off. Hi, I'm Chris. Nick's wife jerked me off.
Oh, shit. Carmen actually ringed in on this one and says, you're taking the butts. She ain't giving me any choice. She is making me fuck the asses.
No.
And that's what I picked, so it's all right.
So you're on the same wavelength.
We're on this. That's why we're married.
You won the couple's game show.
There's no joy in Mudville today.
Mudville. Oh, there's joy in Mudville,
so
unfortunately.
I better call those 10 guys I got coming over and tell them to stay the fuck home.
All right, man. We have a joke.
Oh, joke of the day. All right. God, I'm trying to think of a real gross one to end this pretty gross podcast that we've had off. I did the dead ones full again last week, right?
I don't fucking remember.
All right, so I'll do another prostitute one, and this is this is a very old joke. Everybody's heard it, but it's still one of my favorites.
First, let me say, when you're doing this little thing, you're like, should I do this? I imagine like the card catalog in your brain of all these jokes.
I know every joke
prostitute.
Ever told, I think.
All right, here we go.
The Rolodex.
Yeah, there's a Rolodex.
I just know jokes.
Like
I remember. All right, guy goes to a whorehouse.
C-34.
Goes to a whorehouse, and he said, look, I'm really horny. I just don't have a lot of money. And she goes, well, how much you got? He says, I think I got 15. So she says, all right, go up to room 4. So he goes up to room 4, and there's this pretty hot girl there, and she's laying there naked, and he's like, hey, this is good for $15, you know? And he sticks his pecker in. It comes out all chewed up and fucking and raw. He's like, God damn, that hurts. What the fuck is that? She goes, you're not going to finish? He goes, no, I'm not going to finish. I'm out of here. I'm fucking gone. So he leaves. Comes back the next day, and he says, hey, I'm horny. I've still only got $15. So we got the same girl. He goes, fuck, I can't handle that girl again. It hurt my dick the first time. He goes, no, you'll like it better this time. So he went in there and he stuck his pecker in. Ooh, it felt great this time. He's just going to town. He goes, honey, you got to tell me, what's the difference between last night and today? Today you felt great. Last night it hurt. She goes, oh, when you left, I picked all the scabs off and it got a lot smoother in there.
Oh, my God. It's fucking gross. Oh.
Think about that one when you're eating your cornflakes tonight. Sick, twisted fuckers.
All right, guys, that's episode
27.
But now we're going to go watch people get punched in the face. Later.
See ya. Why wanna lock for the crack in the kitchen? And I can rub it in some curve of a butter. Get a set of hosts and dog. Wrap an egg while around my walls. Tell him I just sit in the ping pong. And the way is that whenever you push. And the table with the lips, mine and the lips. Keep blowing my gun, cuts, here I come. Let me get your eyes with the bubble.
That beer's gonna get warm. One thing I can't fucking stand is walking. Carnival, man.